Okay, let's begin Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Ayin, the last daf here in the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos. Again, this Maseches Shirim are sponsored by the Elman family. Leila Nishras, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Basra, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Ger Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basha Basra, Rabbi Yaman Rubin, Aleha Mashalom. So we are up to the last Mishnah, second to last Mishnah in the parak. We discussed this Mishnah already, it has come up, but here it is in its place, and that is the Mishnah of Iker V'Tafel. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Zayin, Heviu lo maliach batchila, upasimo. If somebody has brought a very salty dish, bitchila, we'll have to see what that word bitchila is adding, at the beginning, upasimo, and the bread is there just to counter the saltiness of the fish. Maliach, remember there's a Mishnah in Nedarim that says if somebody is noder from maliach, then only included in that is salty fish. Because that's what the pashtus of maliach is. So if somebody's having very salty fish, or they're having bread as the neutralizer of the fish, says the Mishnah, mevarech ala maliach, upater asatfela. Iker v'tafel, so even bread could be tafel. Shapas tfelalo. The bread is tafel because you're only having the bread in order to neutralize the saltiness of the fish, and in that way you make a bracha on the iker, which is the maliach, and pater the tafel, which is the bread. Zeh klal, and the Mishnah says, and this is the rule, kal shu iker v'imo tfela, mevarech ala iker, upoter es hatfela. That is the what the Gemara says. Interesting, there is an ukimta that's made in the Bavli that is not made in the Yerushalmi. Right? The Gemara says, do you ever have such a case? Right? In the, that you have bread as the tafel to the maliach, and the maliach is the ikr. So if you look in the Bavli, on Daf Mem Dalid, the Bavli asks, umika midi davi maliach ikr pas tfela, and the Bavli says, you're right. The Mishnah is talking about ochle peros ginosar shanu. We're talking about, eating very sweet fruit. The peres ginosar, these fruit that grow near Tveria, near the Kinneret. So he's eating the peres ginosar, they're very sweet and delicious, but they're so sweet that he eats something to counter the sweetness. So therefore, you eat this salty maliach in order to counter the sweetness of the fruit. But then the saltiness of the maliach is so you need the bread to counter the saltiness of the fish. That's the sugya in Brachas. And the Rishonim all their struggle, because then the ikar is not the maliach. The ikar is the fruit. The peros ginosar is really the, and then there's two tafels. There's the maliach counters the peros, and then the pas potters the maliach. So why does the Mishnah say then you make a bracha on the maliach if the maliach is also potter? So the Rishonim there, Tosfos discusses, maybe when you ate the peros, you didn't know it would affect you. So you didn't have the maliach in front of you. So all you had was the peros, and all of a sudden you lost your heart because it was so sweet. So then they had to bring the maliach, and then when they brought the maliach, they brought also brought the pas. Right, that's Tosas. Shelo achal peros boso mamad. It wasn't in the same place. Inami b'shasha achal peros kinosar lo haya shemadayin maliach upas. To lo haya yodea sheyechal ashlibo machmas hametikus. Okay, and there's other. The Ritva there has a different shot of what it means. Again, I have mem dalid amid aleph. The Ritva and the other Rishonim say, Pirish, Mishum de Peris Ginosar, Him Shmenim and Mutukim Harbe, Vein Nachalam Ella im Melach Harbe, Ulahachlish Harifuso shall Melach Ochel Pas. Pas Felo la Peros. Really, it's the fruit, the bread is considered, Tafel to the Peros. Vilficha Marech la Peros. It's the fruit, it's the, that you add some salt to the fruit in order to be able to, you know, counter. So that, it's not a separate dish, it's not fruit and fish and bread, right? The Ritva says, no, it's you eat the fruit with melach harbe in order to be able to, so it's two dishes. So interesting what the machlokes is between the Tosfos and the Ritva. The Ritva is not happy with the ukimtas of Tosfos, and therefore he says this is not talking about regular maliach. But either way, the Yerushalmi doesn't have this ukimta. Maybe we'll see why, but that is the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah wonders. The Gemara always says, when it says Zeh HaKlal, the Gemara will say, oh, this is Larabos blank. This is Larabos something. Right? Zeh HaKlal. What's the Zeh HaKlal including here? So Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah, and also in the Tosas of Kiva Eger, right, and the Chidushim also. Ef Shalomar, de Nakat Kain, de Lo Neima, de Dafka Maliach, de Birchaso Shahakol, de Shaya Gamkin Alapas, de Imal Arach Alapas Shahakol, Yatim Shemachi B'Tafal Niftar. You might have thought that you know why in the first case of the Mishnah, the maliach could pater the bread? Because really the bracha of the maliach works for the bread. Maliach is shahakol. So if you made shakal on bread, we paskin, right? We had a machlokas, remember before, whether shakal works for bread and wine. So if the, you know, you might say that that's where ikar v'tafel works, where the bracha of the ikar would work for the tafel anyway. But what if it's not the same bracha? So that's the chiddush of the second line of the Mishnah. Zeh klal, even if it's not the same bracha, ra'ava ba'al mehecha d'irichas ikar lo shayach la'tafel, k'gon she'ikar bori priya eitz, va'tafel bori priya dama lo niftar, mishamachi nacha zeh klal, kei nir lani azdaiti be'ezus har misbarach. I think that's the chiddush of the Ruki Veger. What's the lumdus? So the lumdus of the Havamina Maskana might be what we referred to, I think, a couple of days ago, about what's the lumdus of Iker V'Tafel, right? Do we say that it means that the bracha of the Iker works to be the bracha of the Tafel? Really, the Tafel requires a bracha. But the chiddush is that the bracha of the Iker, Paters, works as the bracha of the Tafel. Is that how it works? Or it's that once something is defined as a Tafel, it does not need a bracha. Doesn't get a bracha. And we had nafkaminas already a couple of days ago. What if you eat something as a tafel and then you eat it as an ikker? What if you eat the tafel before the ikker? So maybe this is the havamina maskana of Rabbi Kiveger. The havamina might have been the only time that the bracha, that the ikker of the tafel works is if the bracha of the ikker would have been able to work as the bracha of the tafel. And maybe if there would have been a different bracha, not. So what's that havamina? That the tafel needs a bracha. But it's just that it's being niftar by the bracha of the ikker. Kamash malah, no, says Rabbi Kiveger, even if it's a different bracha. Why? Because the tafel doesn't need a bracha. Doesn't need a bracha. And therefore, if it doesn't need a bracha, so then it's not limited to a specific type of bracha of the ikar. Okay? That was that we also mentioned the interesting nafkamina, if you remember, about, birchas hamitzvos. The last Mishnah in Psachim relates ikar v'tafel, and the Yerushalmi relates ikar v'tafel to birchas hamitzvah. So again, lechora, that would mean that it's the bracha of the ikar relating to the bracha of the tafel. You can't say a mitzvah is going to be tafel and therefore it's not going to need a bracha. Pashas, it would be no, that it would need a bracha, it would just be niftar by the bracha of the ikar. Okay, there's a lot to say about ikar v'tafel. Let's just do the little gemara that the Yerushalmi has on the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem Rav Yonasan. Masnisa, our Mishnah, ach lalamdu su'udas malachim. Our Mishnah is when they had different minhagim in those days. Before they learned to have su'udas malachim. What's going on? The Haredim says, the Gemara is being medayik from the word batchila. The Mishnah says, batchila, they used to bring maliach, and then they used to bring this bread. Nowadays, the Haredim explains, we don't eat maliach as an appetizer anymore. What do we have? We have sweet appetizers. We don't have very salty appetizers. So this metzias is not going to come up anymore, that you're going to have the very salty thing, and then you're going to have the bread as tapater. We eat the salty things during the meal. And because of that, the bread is going to be ikker. It's not going to be tafel. And therefore, because you washed on the bread, even if the maliach is the main course, but because you washed on the bread, you're not going to have to make a separate bracha. That's how the Haredim understands this line. Again, look at the Haredim. Midiktani masisan bitchila, mashma de bechila suuda kamar, umivian lo azlef talk when amayim. They used to bring it to open up the, get the juices going for the appetite. Lahamshich libo lachila, avalacha shalom du haolam. After the world, the habits of eating in the world changed. Derach suudas malachim, b'makim maliach mavia mine ba'adanim. Now we have a sweet appetizer, the hainu parpera shalofnei amazon. So then, one is not going to make a bracha on the maliach. Ubamakam chosen as a maliach ikker, continuing the Gemara now. And in those days, when they had the maliach as an ikker, as an appetizer separate, as the main appetizer, ava b'makam, before they washed, ava b'makam shein osin, it's a maliach ikker, but in a place where you don't make the maliach ikker, like nowadays, where it's just part of the su'uda, even if it's the main course, lo bado, right, that's not where the Mishnah means to say it's halacha. And we say the same thing with two other examples as well. Rabbi Yirmiya Barav, pita uparur. If somebody has bread and pirur, pirur or parur as another type of salty dish, it has breadcrumbs and oil and gravy. So omer ala pirur, same thing as you used to do on the maliach. You used to make a bracha on that, and the bread is only there to counter and neutralize. Umakam she'osin as a pirur ikr, that's only where the pirur is ikr. Avamakam she'inosin as a pirur ikr lo bada. But if it's not, if it's just part of the meal, so then you would not make a bracha on it. It's just niftar with the hamotzi on the main suda. Rav Simon bar B'shem, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, same thing. Shkizmi upita, another type of mixture. Shkizmi, right, from the word shkedim, the Pnei Moshe says. It has nuts and a little flour and some spices. Shkizmi upita. Omer ala shkizmi, but Malcolm Shoah says shkizmi ikker, if that's the ikker. then it would not apply. Iker v'tafel is a big topic, and sometimes you could have two people eating the same thing, and they'd be making two different brachas. Because for one person, let's say somebody is having salad, and in the salad is lettuce and cucumbers and strawberries and mangoes. So one person is eating it. The strawberries are their favorite part, and that's what they're eating the salad for. And the strawberries and the lettuce and the cucumber, a lot of bari pri hadama there. And there's a couple of mangoes. So you make hadama on that, because that's what the person's eating it for. But let's say there's somebody who loves mangoes, and that's where they're eating the salad, and without the mangoes, they probably wouldn't eat the salad, even though the mangoes are not as many as the other ingredients. Doesn't matter. If that's why, eating the salad, I will make a bracha on that. Right? And that is what, if you look in the Sefer Zos HaBracha, many examples given of Iker v'Tafel. Find where we might start Iker v'Tafel here in Dugmos. Chatichas basar amurevis yachanem chatichas tabuchi adama. You have a meat and vegetable mixture. Stew. You have a stew with meat in it and vegetables in it. V'habasar hu mir matarobes. And you have some meat, but mostly vegetables. So then, b'varach pari pri adama al tepuchei adama u'poter b'zeas habasar. If it's mostly vegetables, and you're just eating it because you want to have the mixture. So what bracha do you make? Says the Zos HaBracha, you make a pari pri adama, because that is the rove. V'ein omrim shahabasar ikr machmas chashivuso v'yokro. And just because the meat costs more, doesn't make it ikr in the mixture. If you have mostly vegetables, and it's a vegetable and meat stew, so then, and you're eating it for both of the foods, so then you make adama. V'chein salata asui mechatichos yirakos v'dag tuna. You have vegetable salad, but you have some pieces of tuna also in the salad. Vadagu miut, mevarach bari pri adama ala salat, af al pi shatz tuna yokra v'chashuva yoser meha yirakos. He quotes that from Echad Migdolei Hador. So I think he writes in the Akdama that if he quotes it from Rav Yashiv, it means he heard it from Rav Yashiv. If he quotes it from Echad Migdolei Hador, he heard it b'shem Rav Yashiv, but he didn't hear from Rav Yashiv. That's why he's writing it. I think that was his rules. One more. Salad, this is also a chiddush. Salad shabo muravim yachad yirakos v'krutonim. Min mezonos. You have a salad. You have a couple of croutons sprinkled into the salad. The ikar kavanas akrutonim hilo hosif prichosulolafes asayirakos. You just want to make it a little crunchy. You want to make it a little crunchy. Again, I would probably eat the salad for the croutons. That's an ikar part of the salad. So I'd have to make a mezonos on the croutons. And if I'm also eating it for the salad, I may have to make two brachas. But if most people out there, they have a sprinkle of a couple of croutons, they'd eat the salad without the croutons, but it just makes it a little more interesting. And it's just lolafes asayirakos. He says, mevarich. Ha adama upoter asakrutonim af shakrutonim e mizonos and mabarcham aleim in boyim im lafes as a salat. Like our mishnah says that pas could be tafel if it's really tafel. If you have different ingredients in one thing and one of the ingredients is a mizonos, right? And so then you're gonna use that. And the mizonos is not just there to bind the other ingredients. You have a cookie and you love sugar, but it's a cookie. Right, and the cookie's not going to, the mezonos is not going to be batel. But if you have whole items in the mixture, then he says you'd make a hadama. Avalam kavanas ochel b'shvil akrutonim gamkein. Al b'varech al kol ataros mezonos b'din kol sheyesh bo. And then he discusses what about if they're not in a mixture, right? In a salad, they're all mixed up. What happens if you get a plate? You get a plate, and on the plate is vegetables and rice and chicken. All in separate areas on the plate. So that would be three brachas, right? Because they're not ikar v'tafel there. They have to be next to each other, right? There's a concept in halacha called a kli mitzaref that comes up in Hilchas Chala and Hilchas Tuma V'tara, but it's not for Hilchas Brachas, right? Hilchas Brachas is everything is separate, then you make a different separate brachas. Mavarech tchila bezonos ala petitim ala kishka, if you get kishka with mezonos, v'akach ha'adam ala tebuchei adamah, l'besof shakal ala of. That's not shalant. Shalant is one big mush. Right, then you gotta make a mizonos on the barley, and if there are separate large pieces of potato, then you can make a separate hadama on the potato, the chulu. Okay, there's all different permutations of ikar v'tafel. What if you have an ice cream sandwich? What if you have an ice cream cone? That's a big discussion. You have an ice cream in a cone. Ice cream in a cone. Is the cone there? Not a sugar cone. Just a simple plain cone to hold the ice cream. Big discussion in the postgame. Do you make a mizonos on the cone? First of all, you're not getting to the cone until after you have the ice cream. But is that an ikar? So one might say, well, you'd get it in a cup if you didn't really want the cone. right? The cone does play an intense, it's a different ice cream experience, right? If you have it in the cone, then have it in the cup. But others say, oh, I'm just getting, I know I have to get it, I have a choice, but it's kind of like a cup to me, it's my holder. It's my holder! So, big discussion. There are some posts that say, you don't make a bracha on the cone, and there are others that say you do. Okay, we're gonna have to ask ask a Shiloh. Okay, a lot more in the Ikar V'Tafel, but we will continue. Says the Mishnah. So this Mishnah kind of is a little bit of a transition because it mentions benching, which is going to be the topic of the next perek, as we will see. Halacha Ches says the Mishnah. If somebody eats from the Shiva Saminim, grapes, figs, and pomegranates, Mevarech Alein Shalosh Brachos, Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel says you have to bench. You have to bench for pomegranates, and you have to bench for grapes and the like. We do not, of course, paskin that way. Right? The Chacham say no. We paskin that gets an al ha'eitz. What's the issue? The issue is how do you understand the pasuk in Parshas Akev? Because the pasuk in Parshas Akev at the beginning of the parsha says, right? That's the makor for benching. But what is that going back on? Right? What is that going back on? Because two psakim earlier, it says, Eretz chito sorav gefen teiran avrimon, Eretz eshemen udvash. And then you have, Eretz asher lo meskinu tochav alachem, right, lechem, lo sechzar kolbo, Eretz asher avanei barzim, acharen etzav nechoshes. So the last thing you had in that pasuk test is lechem. And then it says, v'yachalta v'savad v'yachalta v'yachalta v'yachalta. So is it just going back on lechem? That's what we paskin. It's going back on the pasuk right beforehand, or is it going back on the pasuk two psukim beforehand, which is all the shivas aminim. That's how Rabbi Gamliel understands the pasuk. So that's the machlokas tanoim. What bracha would you make? Rabbi Akiva Omer, even more. If you lochal shelek v'hu mizono, mevarich alav shalosh brachas. No matter what you eat, even if it's not the shivas aminim, if it's something that satiates you and it's your mazon, then you're satiated. V'yachalta v'savata. Right? The Charedim says al kol ma'ida achil koi. It's going on everything that you eat. And of course, we make a bracha of we hold like the chachamim. Look in the charedim for a minute. V'alacha kachachamim sheim avarach and shalosh brachos ela halechem v'alshivas aminim bracha achas mayein shalosh. And what about Rabbi Akiva's? V'alkol shara dvarim borei nefashos rabos v'chesronon. And here he quotes what some Rishonim say. Tosfos says this in Masechas Brachos. What does that bracha mean? Borei nefashos rabos. Hashem created nefashos rabos, right? V'chesronon. And what they lack, I'll call Masha Barasa lahachayos mohem nefesh kolchai, right, on everything that he created to be mechayas, baruch, remember we had the machlokas, the Yerushalmi has, baruch Hashem chayo olamim, the Vilna Gaon, but the Bavli only has baruch chayo olamim, you don't make a new bracha. But says the, you don't make a new shem Hashem. But the Charedim quotes, what does that mean? The chesronon means Hashem gives us what we need to live, that if we don't have, we won't live. Chesronon, what we're lacking, pirish. And then the alkol masha baralach nefesh kolchai. That's everything beyond what we need. Klomar alkol masha baolam shagam im lo nivru yicholim abrios liskayim v'lo nivru ki im lehisane letainug ulutosefes tova. So much of what's in the world, we don't need to live, but Hashem wants us to be ma'anigas. Hashem wants us to enjoy life. Right? Not everything tastes like aspirin, and not everything is black and white. Right? The whole world is color, and food has a lot of different tastes. Why? Because Hashem wants us to enjoy ourselves, right? That's what the kavana, the chesronon, and I'll call Masha Barasa Lachayos Bem Nefesh Kochai, right? That's the kavana that we can have in Bar Nefashos. And then he says, because this bracha has two in Yanim, that's why it ends off Have bracha arucha uposachas bebarach ufachos seves bebarach, and it even ends off with the barach. Baruch he'olamim. And we had in the Yerushalmi earlier that it even ends off baruch ad Hashem he'olamim. Right? The Bavli doesn't have that girsa, and that is why, we do not, except the Gra, the Shulchan Aruch and the other posts quote that we do not say Shem Hashem. We assume it's a machlokes Bavli in the Yerushalmi, not just shorthand that the Bavli, doesn't write it. Okay. So, three different days when one has to bench. Rev, I think I quoted this before. Rav Shlomo Zalman notes that it's harder to bench with kavana than to daven with kavana. Right? One might think davening is so much longer, and you have to have so many words. Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you have it in the Chikum Amtakim, which I mentioned before, two-volume, amazing biography, stories, shitos of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he says on page Sadi Dalet, Ashrei mi sharaz birchas amazon shalo. Ashrei. Praised is the one that saw how Rav Shlomo Zalman benched. Shahayadvar yom biyomo, ubircha bakavana rabba umyuchedes. Safar achara b'no agadol shrabbeinu Reb Shmuel Oyerbach. B'shash shabiyach rechaz amazon, hayanirali l'chora shani shomea dvarim chadashim. No delacha shalokin ashechad alavosino eretz chemda, v'al shesonam eretz Mitzrayim, ulamaisa matzatzi shkin kasa besitter, v'gamani omer zos midei yom biyomo. Right, that's he says. It's like a new feeling. Ro etzlom b'muchashiyut mazen nikra dalafne miata omed. Hu rabatzma omed v'nochach pnei Hashem u'mabia lefanav b'chol imke libo richshe hakaras hatov. And then he says, lehispala. One time, Shlomo Zalman said after he benched, lehispala kefish etzorach b'kavana misha obed alze magia lekapasiyat deshmaya. Somebody works on davening with kavana, they'll get there. Aval levarach berchas amazon kedin v'kavana reuya zu avoda atzuma yoser me'asher tefila. Wow, right? You got to work on it, right? Because we're at home, we're surrounded, there's more distractions, so it's a big muster that we have to recognize. To just go over the sefer achinuch over and over again on benching. Maybe we'll see if there's time. We'll start with that in the next parak. Okay, we continue. Hashosa mayim litzmo. If somebody drinks water because they're thirsty, Omer shakol ni abedvaro. Right, shahakol is the bracha that we said on drinks. We said earlier, if you remember, we quoted Tosfos. Also, there was Gemara that was related to it, that any type of drink, even if it has mizonos as an ingredient, we mentioned barley, so when he drinks beer, so then still make a shahakol, because all drinks get a shahakol. That rule overrides kol sheyespo mishivas from the minim. Rabbi Tarfon omer, bar nefashas abasu chasanon. Rabbi Tarfon says you make a bar nefashas before you drink. We don't paskin that way, but that's Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Simon bar tidoi b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, if there's a big fig tree and you take some figs from the east side of the fig tree, and then you go all the way around to the other side of the tree, and you weren't able to see that spot from where you originally started eating, tsarech levarech. That's called a shini makom. And therefore, you'd have to make a new bracha on the figs. The Charedim explains, "Velo dami." First wide line, "Velo dami l'shini makom b'vayis echad mipina l'pina." This is not like a different side of the room in a large ballroom. Dahavi bayis mitzarev kol abayis v'chashiva k'makom echad. When it comes to a bayis, one room is mitzarev, and therefore, even if it's on the other side of the room and you couldn't be able to see the other side, that's not called shini makom if it's the same room. Kach nira midivrei harambam. So therefore, only here, because it's outside and it's a different area, even though it's the same tree, but it's considered a shinui makom. Abba barav huna amar. So big discussion. What exactly is the girsa? So our girsa is yayin yashem yayin chadash tzorach levarech. If somebody has two types of wine, first somebody has old wine, and then somebody has new wine, tzorach levarech. So if you have that girsa, what it probably means is, what bracha are we talking about? Borei pri agafen. And we're talking about shini makom, as we were just talking about. And then the Mishnah, the Gemara is telling us, even if you go down in quality, because we assume that old wine is more chashuv than new wine. So even if you go old wine and then new wine, you'd still have to make a bracha. But there's another girsa. The Charedim here quotes the other girsa, and Tosfos and the Rishonim have the other girsa in Mesechas Brachas. Of yayin chadash, yayin yashan, sarach levarech. The opposite girsa, which might mean not bar for agafen, but referring to hatova hametiv. When somebody has a better quality wine, so then they make a new bracha, not a new agafen if they're in the same place, but they make hatova hametiv. So two different understandings of what this Gemara is referring to. Again, different quality or just a different area. Continuing now, shinui yayin ein sarach levarech. Shini makom sarach levarech. A shinui of wine, if you're in the same spot, says the Pnei Moshe, v'shneyen min hayashan, they're both old, o min hachadash, they're both new, there's not a different quality, you don't need a new bracha. But if you change spots, you need a new bracha. Right, so let's see, we're talking about Hagafen here. Hisiya daito kimishu shini makom. But if you already had a hesach adas, you did not plan on drinking anymore, and then they bring you another wine, so that is like a shini makom, and one would require a new bracha. Rebbe, al kol chavis v'chavis shaya poseach, ha'im avarech aleha, on every barrel that he used to open, so he used to make a new bracha. And again, the whole Gemara can be understood either about Bar Paragafen or about Atova Metav, depending on what you're referring to. Like the Pnei Moshe here continues. Even from the Mishteh Miyayin Chadash, Miyayin Yashan, even if they were the same, he made a new bracha. Maybe Rebbe never thought he would drink more than the barrel that he was opening. And therefore, when he opened the new barrel, it was a totally new decision. And therefore, he would be making a new Bereh Pereg Ofen. Or, he's talking about, every wine that he had was a different quality, and therefore he'd be making a Hatov HaMeitiv. The Rishonim discuss, Tosfos discusses in Brachas, why it's only wine gets a new bracha and a new quality, right? If you have a different type of steak, right? Somebody brings you another type of steak, you don't make a new bracha on that. It's only wine that gets a new bracha, right? So Tosfos discusses this in Brachas Dav Nun Tesla Mebeis. Avo Shinui Lechem Vashini Basar Ein Mevarchen Atova Meitev. The Davka Ayayin Deispe Tarti. The Said U Misameach. It satiates and it makes happy. Mevarchen Atova Meitev. Avala Basar Valechem Lo. Basar Valechem, you know, that's, satiates, but it doesn't make you happy in the same way. And then Tosfos quotes this, our Yerushalmi, which talks about the different girsos. How do you understand it? Okay. Uma hayim avarech, and what bracha would he make on his wines? Rabbi Yitzchak Rubav Shem Rabbi Baruch Hatov HaMeitiv. So on this last line, you'd have to understand it as Hatov HaMeitiv. That's what the Gemara says. Maisa Rabbi Akiva Sha'asa Mishtalim Mishimam Beno. Rabbi Akiva made a party for his son, maybe a wedding party. He made a bracha and he made a l'chaim. What do you say? Chamra tava, good wine. L'chaye rabbanon ulotamideon, to the life of the rabbis and to their students. He made a l'chaim. Right, l'chaim goes back all the way back. Where does l'chaim come from? So some say that they used to give wine to those who they were about to kill. Chayv Mises Besdin. They gave them wine in order that they weren't so focused as much when they realized what's going on. But so we want to make sure that l'chaim that we're giving l'chaim, not l'mavis, right? That's what dafka. It's l'chaim that is mentioned there. Also interesting halacha. Some of the achronim point out that the Gemara says when we make a toast, when we make a l'chaim, we're supposed to first make the bracha on the wine or on the schnapps, whatever it is, shahakal and agafen, and then toast the people. Right, which is not the minigola. Many people just first make the toast and then they say, oh, l'chaim, l'chaim. Baruch Hashem, l'chaim, 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 l'chaim. Right? But really the opposite. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechet Nedarim that Malki Tzedek lost the kahuna because he first gave a bracha to Avram Avinu and then gave a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, bracha l'kel elyon, right, but first he gave a bracha to Avraham. And because of that, he lost the kahuna. And therefore, the some achronim learn from that Gemara that first we should make the bracha on, on the wine or on the schnapps, because that's giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then one can give the bracha to the other people. Okay, that's a Gemara in Adar. We continue. Hashem Zayim Litzamal Abrach Shakol Ni Abedvaro. If you're thirsty, make a bracha on shakol on the water. Amar Biona Chutz Be Made Dekarim. Unless you're having water of Dekarim. What's Dekarim? Piercing water. Basically, what we would call it as a diuretic. You're only having this liquid in order to loosen things up. And therefore, if you're not having it, you're not thirsty at all. You're only having it purely as medicinal, and it doesn't have any sweet taste to it. Doesn't have anything added, so then there's no bracha on that. Right? Shosin just lirafua. Amar Reb Yosi, ulachal mayim shut samei lahem. But any water that you're drinking for thirst, meaning if you're drinking the Meitav Karim also cause you thirsty, then you can make a shakol on it. Even if it also has medicinal purposes. Amar Reb Yavun, hashosin made dekarim mahu. Right? What about made dekarim? Omer barach shebara me refuos. Different type of bracha. A bracha on special therapeutic liquid. Is tani tani made dekarim? Is tani tani made dekalim? Some have the girsa of dekarim and some have dekalim. Man demar made dekarim. Shein dokrin esamara. Like we just said, it pierces. It pierces the gallbladder. It pierces the, everything in the body to make it loose. Uman demar made dekalim. Shein yotzim ybe shein dekalim. It came from, they were able to get this water between two palm trees that existed somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. Hadrol Kesem Avarchin, and that takes us through Perek, Kesem Avarchin, all about Birchas Hanehenin and related issues. So now we get into the seventh Perek of Maseches Brachas, which is all about Birchas Hamazon and also all about Zimun. All about Zimun. Birchas Hamazon, we know, is the only bracha that is for sure Mida Oraisa. Maybe Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. Birchas HaTorah came up once, if you remember. beginning of Kesem Avarchim. The Gemara said, how do you know you have to make a bracha as a mitzvah? Because you have a hekesh to berchas haTorah. And just like you have to make a bracha on Torah, so do you have to make a bracha on mitzvos, right? It could be a mitzvah, a mitzvah daraisa, according to that source that we had at the beginning of the parak that we just finished. But berchas hamazon for sure is daraisa v'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. There is a machlokes rishonim whether zimun is daraisa. Whether zimun is daraisa. Berchas hamazon is if somebody is satiated, right? What about zimun? So that is a discussion. It's based on psukim. The question is, how do you understand the psukim? Is that a real din daraisa, or is it just an asmachta? Right? Gadlu Lashem iti. The Gemara quotes at the beginning of the parak two different sources. Gadlu Lashem iti. Right? Praise Hashem with me. That's how you know zimun has to be with at least three. Gadlu is plural. Both of you. Iti with me. I'm one. That's how you know it's three. Gadlu Hashem iti. Or kishem Hashem ekra. When I call out to Hashem, I'm singular. Havu godel. Havu is plural. Havu godel elokeinu. So those are the two sources for, possible sources for zimun. So that's how you know it's at least three. So is that daraisa or is that the rabbanon? So machlokas bishon. If you look in the Ritva uses twice in his Hilchos Brachos, samchu chachamim. Samchu chachamim zeh, this is in Perek Chamishi. The Ritva has Hilchos Brachos at the end of Maseches Brachos. Hilchos Chamishi, he's a Perek Chamishi, Oz Yud, Ein Zimun Papas, Pachon Mishlosha, Vesamchu chachamim lazeh. L'mashakas of Gadlu Hashem Iti, Kishem Hashem Ekra. So he has the lashon of Samchu chachamim, which is the Shita of a number of Rishonim. That's what the Ra'ah says. But the Ravid in his Hasagas to the Baal Amar says that Berachas Zimun is Daraisa. That's what the Pnei Yeshua seems to say here on Daf Mem Hei in the Bavli. Right, discussion. Most assume it's Darabanan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim in the Shar HaTziyun, who says in Kuf Samach Zayin, Kuf Tzari Zayin, Sifkat and Tez Zayin, that it is Durabanan. But either way, this is it's a Durabanan. That's an add-on to a Daraisa. But let's just do the first line. Shlosha Shachlu Ka'achas Chayavin Lazamin. So three people who ate together, three men who ate together, Chayavin Lazamin. There's an obligation. Zimun is not a choice. Either it's Daraisa or Durabanan, but it's not a choice. If three men eat together, so what is together mean? That's what we have to talk about. Right? We spoke about Haseba earlier. What does together mean? What is, how much is Zimun? How much is Zimun? What does one do? Bizman Azeb, Bizman HaGemara. So we'll have to see as we get into all the details. The first Mishnah here talks about different types of foods that one makes, can have Zimun on, right? Is it, food that's, usher to eat? We'll have to see if that could create a Zimun also. Okay, we will stop here.